This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. During Monday's Bad Axe School District Board of Education meeting, it was announced that plans are being made to honor veterans and that the evaluation form of the superintendent had been distributed for Greg Newland. A Veterans Day program is being planned for November the 11th at 9:15 a.m. in the high school gymnasium. As part of the event, refreshments will be served at 8:30 a.m. in the cafeteria for veterans and their families, with the program to follow. And the board each received a copy of the superintendent's evaluation tool with a brief discussion regarding the timeline for its completion for next month. Under the state's new regulations, superintendents are to be evaluated on how they are performing their duties. And in other school board matters, the 2024 through 2025 audit was also presented. The district received a clean, unmodified audit opinion, which is the highest level of assurance possible for the district's financial statements. And another local and regional news for today. Communities in Sanilac County have set their hours for Friday, October 31st for youths to go trick-or-treating. The Sanilac communities that set the trick-or-treating hours to be from 5 to 7 p.m. are Carsonville, Deckerville, Sandusky, Brown City, and Minden City. Those five cities all have their hours set from 5 to 7. The rest of the communities in Sanilac County were a little more diverse, with Marlette running from 5:30 to 7, Croswell 6 to 8, Peck 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Lexington 6 to 8, and in Melvin, candy will be passed out from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you looking for a premium used vehicle that comes with a powertrain warranty? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. I have a great selection of SUVs right now and a van that you need to come take for a test drive before they're gone. First up is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, navigation, dual moonroof, power liftgate, lane keep assist, collision detection, backup camera, remote start, and a 3.6 liter V6 with 109,000 miles, amassing 22,380. I also have a 2020 Chevy Traverse. It's all-wheel drive and has heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, power liftgate, backup camera, and automatic brakes. It's powered by a 3.6 V6 with 93,000 miles, amassing 23,480. I also have a 2018 Lincoln MKC that's all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, both front and rear, a heated steering wheel, memory seats, automatic wipers, and remote start. It only has 46,000 miles and amassing just 19,980. And last up is a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT with stow-and-go seats, power liftgate, heated leather seats, and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, and remote start. It has 87,000 miles and amassing 16,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. An Illinois jury has convicted a sheriff deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a black woman who called 911 to report a suspected prowler. The jury announced the verdict against Sean Grayson on Wednesday. Grayson arrived at Massey's home in Springfield after she reported that a prowler was spotted near her home early on July the 6th of 2024. Grayson's attorneys attempted to argue that when Sean Grayson had arrived, Mason was holding a pan of hot water and Grayson was afraid that she would throw it at him. Grayson faces a sentence of 4 to 20 years in prison or possible probation once he is sentenced on January the 29th. And another national and international news. Jurors have convicted a California animal rights activist for taking 4 chickens from a major Purdue Farms poultry plant. Zoe Rosenberg was found guilty Wednesday of trespassing and conspiracy. She says she was rescuing the chickens, but prosecutors say she broke the law. The 23-year-old activist faces a maximum sentence of 4.5 years in jail. She was charged with 1 count of felony conspiracy, 1 count of trespassing to interfere with a business, 1 count of trespassing on land where an animal is being held for human consumption, and 1 count of tampering with a vehicle. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.